From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Chris Mitchell. Missouri lawmakers are considering a bill that would waive fees for domestic violence survivors to get a copy of their birth certificates. KSMU's Afton Harper has the details.
Lisa Farmer is the executive director of Harmony House, a domestic violence shelter in Springfield. She says many survivors flee abusive situations on short notice and have little money or resources to pay for new forms of identification. In Missouri, it costs $15 for a hard copy of a birth certificate from a local health department. Farmer said Harmony House spends between $4,000 to $6,000 every year on birth certificate fees.
It is a very real hindrance to survivors and their ability to move forward if they don't have personal identification.
State Representative Chris Dinkins, who's sponsoring the bill, said two women from SEMO Family Violence Council spoke about the birth certificate issue. Dinkins said she hopes the bill won't die on the Senate floor like it did last year.
The compassion and the stories that they told me about these victims of domestic violence, you know, it just makes you want to do everything you can to make sure you can help them get back on their feet and get away from their abuser.
According to the Missouri Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, more than 30,000 requests for shelter and services were unmet in 2018 in Missouri alone, mostly due to a lack of funding and space.
A congresswoman from the Ozarks is working on a bill that would encourage the federal government to buy military medications from American drug manufacturers. As Afton Harper reports, Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler says it's a matter of national security.
Hartzler, who's sponsoring a bill along with Representative John Garamendi, says the U.S. military is too dependent on China for sustainable and quality medicine. Garamendi said most general medications American service members take are supplied by Chinese companies, which makes the U.S. vulnerable. In a conference call with reporters this week, Hartzler said the bill has been brought into the spotlight with the recent outbreak of the novel strain of coronavirus.
China could win a war with our country without firing a shot if they, unbeknownst to us, sent us tainted medicine to our soldiers, and we would administer that or the vaccine.
Hartzler represents Missouri's 4th Congressional District, which includes Fort Leonard Wood and Whiteman Air Force Base.
A former senior official at the United Auto Workers has pleaded guilty to a corruption scheme. Vance Pearson acknowledged that he conspired with others to conceal the use of union cash for vacation villas, golf, cigars, and booze. Pearson was based in the St. Louis area as director of UAW's Region 5. Pearson worked closely with Gary Jones, who had Pearson's job before becoming national UAW president in Detroit in 2018. I'm Chris Mitchell, KBIA News, Columbia.